With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Salt shared with us on Friday around this time that he and his wife and his baby were going to go downtown crossing and get in line so they could get a photo on the throne from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, wife's a big Game of Thrones fan. We were up last night, watched it live, you know. I didn't get to bed till like 10:30.
Nope. Can't do it.
And so we were just a little bit concerned about what it was going to be like going down there, taking the kid, the crowds. It was, you know, school vacation week is going on.
Well, it was a little bit better than anticipated for me. I didn't think that the line was as long as it was going to, like in my mind, it was not as long as I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
But it was about an hour.
Oh my God, no.
And that was so they put the Iron Throne in the entrance to Primark down at downtown Crossing,
which is utter chaos anyway.
Yeah, so it's kind of bonkers to begin with. But then I will say this: they roped off a little line outside, so we were out there, and it was kind of misty and spitting rain and stuff like that.
An hour, and you're calm. It's an hour.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was fine. I mean, because the baby was good. She was all fed and everything like that. So she was in her stroller. We were in line, hanging out, and then they provided some entertainment for us.
What is this? This- sort of brass band thing?
Yeah. This is the Downtown Crossing brass. These are four old dudes in orange vests that look like construction workers.
Amazing.
Or a barbershop quartet, I don't know, with like French horns and stuff, and tubas and sousaphones. And they rolled there, and they were like every 30 minutes would blow a tune and then walk away.
Were they brought in just specially for this, or they just happened to be on the street?
They are always there. They had the sheet music for this and were playing to the bunch of degenerates that were sitting in line.
I saw a big band play outside the Anime Con at the Heinz Convention Center this weekend, too. So they're everywhere, those little pop-up bands.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, you know, stuff like this, I do this because my wife is a giant Game of Thrones fan. Right. She loves it.
There's only one thing that makes you stand in line for an hour to see the Iron Throne, and that's your wife.
Yeah, pretty much. So then we're in line, and then I hear something behind me, and I turn around, and I'm like, what is going on? And the only thing I can just describe this next piece of audio is weird.
Downtown Crossing right now. I'm here with my wife and my 9-month-old daughter to sit on the Iron Throne because we believe we deserve it. I'm here with, what is your name?
Brianna.
And you brought somebody special too.
Yep, Oakley.
Now, what is Oakley?
A golden doodle.
Now, Oakley is a very well-behaved dog. And Oakley has a majestic cape on.
Yep, I just got it. And it didn't come with the crown.
Oh, you actually bought this costume?
Yeah.
Oh, like, okay, like you literally, like minutes before you got in line. So, are you expecting to have Oakley sit on the Iron Throne when you get into Primark?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I really don't know where else to go with this. I thought it was interesting that you brought an animal down here.
Yeah. Add him on Instagram, Oakley the Dude.
Oakley the Dude. Stop. Okay, now, is Oakley a big Game of Thrones fan?
Yes. Who likes the dragons.
He likes the dragons. Okay, now, who does he think is going to ultimately get the Iron Throne?
Khaleesi.
Oh, you believe it's Khaleesi? That's a yes? Okay. All right. Well, I hope Oakley is right, and good luck, and we'll follow him on Instagram.
Thank you.
There's 18 Oakley the Dudes, by the way.
I just found him. I followed him. He has almost 1,000 followers on Instagram.
And it's literally have 10 Oakley the Dudes. Yeah, I don't know which one is which.
His name is Oakley. I'm a F2BB Golden Doodle. I was born April 15, 2007, and I like to explore new things.
He's private.
Yeah, I know. You gotta. And he's wearing a Michigan hat. He's wearing a hat.
Yeah, and she was one of those, you know, dog owners are cool and all, but she was one of those dog owners with the fanny pack.
No.
You have to carry that stuff. You can't carry treats in your hand all day.
You have pockets. You don't need a fanny pack for this. No, this was one of those, like, dog trainer fanny packs. Yep. I'm like, come on.
There's like
seriously?
Three ladies in my building who do that.
What's going on here?
They like to feed the treats to all the dogs.
So then I turn around and say, you know, we're there with CP. CP doesn't watch Game of Thrones with us.
Really? And again, just a reminder, Saul and his wife and CP have stood in line for an hour
to
see the Game of Thrones throne.
Then I look in front of us and there's a dude there and he brought his 9-year-old daughter. And I'm like, wait, 9-year-old, is that really Game of Thrones appropriate?
I mean, yeah, no. There's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot of stuff.
I don't even think I can say it.
All kinds of stuff. So I went up and I'm like, yo, buddy.
Now, Jeff, I understand you also brought your daughter.
Correct.
How old's your daughter?
9.
Young lady, what's your name?
Siobhan.
Siobhan, that is a beautiful Irish name. I love it.
And I spell it the Gaelic way.
Oh, you do? I love that. That's the way my cousin spells it. So, Siobhan, are you excited to be down here today?
Yeah.
Are you going to sit on the Iron Throne?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you a big fan of Game of Thrones?
No, not really.
I figured as much. I was about to say, I was like, it doesn't seem like Siobhan is the age of one that would watch Game of Thrones.
A little violent for her, yeah.
Okay, so this is more for Dad today?
Pretty much, well...
To get the picture of her.
So, Dad, after this, what are you going to do for Siobhan? Because clearly she's going to need something after waiting in line for about an hour.
We'll find her some dragons, take over the world, that kind of thing.
Dragons!
I love it.
I love dragons.
She loves dragons.
She does.
I love dragons.
I love how he's like violent.
Yeah, it's a little violent for her.
One. A I'm little like, violent.
The violence I can deal with, it's the other stuff.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I watched that, I was like, oh, that's the...
No, literally, within the first 15 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
There's so much stuff.
Yeah.
But I love how he, like, basically used her to go. He's like, yeah, this is for me.
Yeah,
but
no,
like,
no, you get a picture with her.
It's just for her, you know, for her to be able to do it.
Do you think he makes an edited version so it's like 10 minutes every week she gets to watch and it's just dragons flying around?
No, I think he fully lets her watch it.
So there's Salt and his wife, Sarah.
Yeah.
And their 9-month-old daughter standing in line with a dog. Yeah. And a 9-year-old.
9-year-old.
Listening to a brass band.
That's.
Here for it.
That was our Friday.
And is there a photo posted?
No, Sarah didn't.
You stood in line for an hour and there's no picture?
I don't know if Sarah's going to post them today or not, or when she's going to post them. Because she was like, CP looks high, and she wasn't
Babies
wearing eyeliner.
Look high.
And it was just like.
In a million years, would we think
she was what? She was
high.
Not wearing what?
Sarah wasn't wearing eyeliner for it. So it does.
There's a filter for that.
Facetune.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's a good picture. I love it. I think they look great, but I don't know. I sent them to her. I'm like, you post them whenever you want. I don't care. Doesn't matter to me.
Wow.
My job was to chauffeur.
Oh. You're a good man, Charlie Brown.
I was going to say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.